Good afternoon. My name is Dean Najarian. I'm medical science liaison with Janssen. And I guess I do academic detailing all the time too. I think every day in our own jobs, whatever we're doing, we're academic detailing in a way. And if you can't, kind of follow on what Sarah said, if you don't know how to communicate and know your stuff, there's so many programs to help you communicate, as well as just how to do presentations as well. So those are the things that you definitely want to learn as you move on. And I still do presentation training and how to talk to people, because I think it's very important, and listening is key. So I have a very interesting career, I guess. I basically started filling prescriptions when I was about 13 in my dad's drugstore. So I already knew I wanted to be a pharmacist, and I certainly wanted to be in mental health. Been in mental health pretty much so far my whole career. But what got me to pharmaceutical industry, and hopefully I can tell you my opinion, and obviously what we do. Again, these are my opinions, not of my company. These are my company disclosures. So in industry, there are so many opportunities, and I tend to run into other pharmacists that are taking on different roles within the pharmaceutical industry. It's kind of endless. Of course, I'm going to tell you what I do as a medical science liaison, which is liaison science, but as a shorthand. There's also health economics research. So if you folks do a rotation or go on to do a postdoc or something in health economics research, this is an exploding area, because right now in the managed Medicaid space and all the payer space, having that health economics research is really what those payers are looking for, whether it's on your product or comparing to other products in the space, definitely. Regulatory compliance, may never have thought of that, but a lot of pharmacists go on to be lawyers as well. But there's also, you can just be a pharmacist and work in the regulatory space within pharma, which is, trust me, those are the people that are on my shoulders every day. You can't do this, you can do that, can't do that. So it's a regulated space, as you might know. Healthcare policy, which is an exciting area right now, the Affordable Care Act. So pharmacists play a role in healthcare policy and writing policies, or exploring how policies affect patients and so forth. Of course, medical information center. So if you call 1-800 company number two, you speak to some folks, and those are also pharmacists in there, if that's the type of job that you want, and answering consumers as well as healthcare practitioners on the specific medication or disease state. Of course, you could be a salesperson. There are pharmacists that are in sales that have worked their way up to be CEOs, believe it or not. So sales and also marketing. I have a colleague of mine that's a pharmacist, and he's very well up in marketing. So if you have that MBA drive in you, and you want to kind of put the business acumen to your scientific knowledge, that's also another area. Analytics is also looking at different types of data that support your marketing. Research and development, which is a little bit more. So if you have a more scientific drive, or you're doing some basic science work, or bio farm stuff, there's also working for the R&D side of the industry, which produces the compounds, produces the lab tests and things like that. And now pharmacogenomics is pretty big as well, doing genotyping work. And so far we've got members within CPMP that have taken that route as well. So what do I do every day? I identify and develop relationships with folks. So as Sarah was talking about academic detailing, you have to know your customer, if you will. So I interact with key opinion leaders across the country, even internationally. So I've got to know them over the years. And it does take a lot of time to build those relationships, and it's the trust. I pride myself in trying to be as unbiased as possible. I'm not selling anything. I'm basically providing the information, the studies, how the studies were conducted, as well as how to interpret the results. Because, again, people can read a study and say, the pharmaceutical industry did that, so that means it's no good. Well, we have to do studies that are under the FDA requirements to get the drugs to market. Whether you like the designs or not, they're not done in a silo with the drug company. They're done in concert with the FDA. There's so much crosstalk between pharma companies and the FDA that make up the labeling. And believe me, it's a long process. So it's pretty exciting to be involved with that, actually. So I've been involved with recently, language within the label that I actually came up with, and it's in the label. So it's kind of neat. We go to a lot of the medical meetings. Like, I'm here at CPNP. I get to go to a lot of schizophrenia meetings because I'm in the schizophrenia space. So again, I get the top level knowledge from the key opinion leaders across the world. It's very exciting to hear what's really going on out there. And I really encourage you in your career to take the time to go to these meetings. I know it can be expensive, but pick one or two and go to it. It's definitely a very, very well taken. We also do investigator-initiated studies. So what does that mean? That means you come to me and say, Dean, I've got this great concept. I think your compound or I want to compare your compound to this, or I want to look at outcomes with this, or what. And I'll say, oh, that sounds like something up our alley. You need to write a proposal. Each company has their own way of doing this. And then sometimes you can get funded. So it's kind of like applying for a grant in a way. So I help facilitate that. I also help identify study sites. So if we're investigating a certain compound, I say, well, this is a great site for that. We have some insight into actually identifying sites. Again, scientific congresses, that's really what I love to do. I really love to interact with a lot of our colleagues who are at all these meetings. So in the last couple months, I've run into so many of our folks within CPNP. It's been great. I have an opportunity to train our speakers that go out and do those dinner programs. Content expert, and help them understand where our data came from and how to interpret it correctly. And again, on label, those are all what we call on label presentations. Now, as me, as a medical science liaison, you can ask me anything. If I have data on it, I can answer it. And the one thing that I would say is that I see so many questions on the listserv. You should really know who your medical science liaison that is that product's medical science liaison, because we really do have the in-depth clinical knowledge besides the background, not the sales representative, okay? They're trying to sell you the product, but we want to help you understand how to use the product correctly, how to interpret the data, and we have off-label data that we can discuss when you ask me. I can't proactively tell you off-label things because that's illegal, and I can get fined for that. I do have a lot of influence in writing some clinical presentations that we present. So when we go out and present our data, we also get to do disease state management as well. These are some of the typical disease states that you might look for in a drug company. These are some of the possibilities up here. You know, again, all these different spaces in neurology as well as in obviously mental health states. The needs for MSLs in the pharma world is pretty abundant. I can't tell you, I get about 5 calls a week from recruiters. I get emails. I guess they don't read my LinkedIn that I've been in CNS for 20 years. We have this new dermatology position open for you. And I don't think so. But LinkedIn is the best way to be recognized as you move through your career, if that's something for any job. Usually the experience right now is 3 to 5 years they're looking for in the pharmaceutical industry, whether you have a PharmD, PhD, or MD, and these are generally what they're looking for. So how do you get there? Doing what you're doing now, maybe publishing or postering information, get out there, get your name out there. Think about research, how to link up with the pharmaceutical industry and those investigator-initiated studies. If you're an expert in your area, you may be approached to be a promotional speaker for the pharmaceutical industry as well. That's just another way of, kind of getting recognized as an expert in your area. Serving on advisory boards, so we call people in that have expertise in certain areas and we ask for feedback. And that's always fun. Did a great one for some pharmacists last month. It was really fun. So that's essentially... the path to be the medical science liaison. I pretty much run my own schedule. I work out of my house. I do my own travel arrangements. I'm sort of my own secretary as well. And if you can't communicate well with people, this isn't the job for you. You definitely have to be organized. Again, you're your own boss, self-starter. And certainly, you know, you have a boss and you have things like that. But I think it's been a great career. And it took me a while to get here because I wanted to have a lot of experience before I ended up making the leap to pharmaceutical industry. So thank you.